Hello, hello, and welcome. This is Melissa Williams Pope, and I am so excited that you have signed up to join me for this interactive experience so that you can finally be able to answer the question, so what do you do in a confident and clear and concise way? The aim of this experience is to allow you to feel confident when you introduce yourself and talk about your work in a way that captivates dream clients you love. Albert Einstein says, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And that, my friend, says it all. That explains exactly why you're having trouble when somebody says, so, what do you do? So, to all of you beautiful, heartfelt, life-changing, creative, transformational, wellness, and healing professionals who struggle finding the right words to talk about what you do, I've created this guide just for you. Because I know how hard it can be when someone has just asked about your business and you're fumbling for the right words. It's so painful. Or you think you've got your pitch all down. I mean, it worked when you were at home by yourself in the mirror, but you say it and the person in front of you just stares at you. Those crickets I hear. And now your mind is racing. How do I salvage this? Oh my gosh, they think I'm ridiculous. Why can't I get my act together? Oh no, now I'm talking too much. They're looking around for someone else. Oh, I've blown it again. And this is just talking to one person. God forbid you're standing in front of an audience with a mic in hand as they're shifting around uncomfortably in their seats, checking their emails, or scanning about for the exit signs. This subject is near and dear to my heart because I know what it's like to be paralyzed with fear when meeting new people. And they ask that inevitable question, so, what do you do? Sometimes I would play coy and stall for time while I was busy trying to figure out what I was going to say. So I'd say, oh, what do I do? For fun or during the day, on the weekends? Hey, pass the potatoes. Or I'd be awkwardly vague. What do I do? Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Or I'd put a wall up with a smile and say, oh, what do I do? You know, whatever I want. Wink, wink. And then I would quickly turn the conversation back on them and ask so many follow-up questions. I mean, we're coaches, right? We understand how to ask open-ended questions. So they never had a chance to ask me again, and I could remain safe and shrouded in mystery. So why did it feel so awful to answer that question? Well, because really, for one thing, it was obvious. I wasn't totally clear about how I helped people. I mean, I sort of knew, but it would take so long to explain. Or I wasn't clear about who I helped. Oh, women in transition, women looking for love, women wanting to write a book, or needing help with money mindset, or wanting to move abroad, or basically, whatever they needed. Or I was doing so many things in my life. And I would try to tell them about all of those things. Well, they asked me what I do, right? I needed to give them the full lowdown. So here's a note to you multi-passionates out there, just like me. No, you don't. You don't need to give them the full lowdown of everything you do. It's okay to talk about the one thing. After all, you've just met. So anyway, I had this big time messaging shame, and it got to the point that I didn't want to meet anyone new anymore. And so I hid away. I just couldn't face one more person whose eyes glazed over when we met. Not the best way to build your business. And it wasn't until I got clear on what I'm about to share with you that I was able to be excited about meeting new people again, to share how I can help my favorite people in a way that doesn't feel awkward or weird or yuck. I'm going to show you how to talk about what you do so that it feels super authentic, totally aligned with who you are, and even exciting for you, and in a way that passes the face test. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the face test, it's this. If what you say resonates with someone and they can think of someone they know or even a few people that your work could help, if they can see a face in their mind, then you've passed the face test. If they're still not sure what you do or can't think of anyone, you'll probably need to get clearer. Bottom line, you don't want people to have to work too hard to figure out what you're about. So that's what this guide is going to help you do right now. There are 7 questions we're going to go through. 1, what's the problem you solve? 2, who are you called to help? 3, why hasn't their problem been solved? 4, what will break your heart to see if this problem is not solved? 5, what's possible if the problem does get solved? 6, why are you particularly brilliant to solve this problem? And 7, what's your invitation or your call to action or call to adventure? So let's get to it. 1, the problem you solve. Yes, yes, I know you can solve lots. You're amazing. It's true. You wouldn't have gotten into this work if you weren't. But right now, you might be telling people that your work with someone helps them capture their inner glow or gives them tricks to live their best life. While these are byproducts of the work they do with you, they're not the thing that keeps them up at night. Oh, I just wish I could capture my inner glow. No. What are they actually saying is the problem? Are they saying, oh, I wish I could get my baby to sleep at night? Or, oh, I wish I had a dentist I wasn't afraid of? Or, fill in the blank. If you imagine your business is a home, this will be the doorway that invites them in. Once they enter, the rest of the house represents all the other things you can help them with. And now it's your turn. What's that problem you solve in your dream client's words? Now you can stop this recording and think about it and fill in the space provided and then come back to the next section. Okay, now, the person you're called to help. The more specific, the better here. If you're trying to help people find their inner glow or live their best lives, you're going to be hard-pressed to narrow it down because, after all, everyone could benefit from living their best life full of glowingness. But if we go back to the person wishing their kids could sleep at night, we get a clearer image of who that might be. Just from knowing the problem, we get that we're talking about a parent, most likely a sleep-deprived parent. Let's say a mother. Now, maybe she's a working mother, and her lack of sleep is affecting her job and her health and probably her sanity. Can you think of any woman in your life who's barely hanging on because her child doesn't sleep? Yeah. See how powerful this is? You would really know how to reach out to her because you can see her in your mind's eye, and maybe you were her, which is even more powerful. Now it's your turn. Describe that one person who desperately needs that problem solved. Okay, why hasn't that problem been solved? The reasons here usually relate to time or money or confusion, or perhaps there's a lot of resistance, and it's important to pinpoint the cause of this resistance. Dig deep. Perhaps they don't know that there is actually help out there specifically for their situation. So often people feel alone. And when you come along and show them they're not alone, they'll probably cry tears of relief and grab onto your ankle and scream, "Where have you been all my life?" It could have been that they've tried everything without success. This is where what you do can become really exciting, because your solution might be unique and innovative. So there's no competition. But, and this is really important, even if you don't feel your solution is unique, you are. And that's what matters most. Now it's your turn. What are all the reasons you can think of why your person is still suffering? Now, what will break your heart if the problem's not solved? So, you know what your person is going through now, but if they don't get help, what could happen? Let's think of the person who wishes they could find a dentist they're not afraid of. If that's been keeping them from seeing a dentist, they probably have some problems with their teeth. And they're probably in a lot of pain. If they continue to avoid the dentist, I'm sure we can imagine what could be waiting down the road for them. And it is heartbreaking to see someone who was once vivacious and outgoing retreat into their shell because they're so self-conscious about their missing teeth. Your turn. What will break your heart if the problem's not solved? Now, what's possible if the problem does get solved? This is where you now get to think about your favorite client stories or your own story of overcoming this problem. Be as detailed as possible, because there will be hidden gems in there. For our fearful dental patient, perhaps she found a gentle dentist who uses the latest technologies in pain relief, and not only was her pain eradicated, but she was able to save her teeth and have a beautiful smile that won her the heart of her true love, a huge promotion at work, a modeling contract, and $1 million. Of course, we don't want to embellish the real results, but do think of what's wonderful and possible based on your experiences. Okay, your turn. What's possible if the problem gets solved? Now, why are you particularly brilliant to solve this problem? Is it because of your years of experience, your research, your natural gifting, your qualifications? Maybe it's your personal story. It could be that you understand your person in a way that most people don't because you lived it. Perhaps our gentle dentist underwent terrifying, painful procedures as a child and vowed to grow up and make sure nobody else has to endure such things. Your turn. Why you? Why are you the one who can help them solve this problem? Now list everything you can think of. Now, your heart may be palpitating at the moment, but do not skip this question. I promise it will probably be the most liberating exercise in this workbook, especially if you're experiencing a crisis of confidence right now and you're thinking, why me? I don't know why me. Everyone else is so much better than I am at this. Stop. Stop the mind chatter. Just start writing. I promise things will come up and you will be amazed. It will be a game changer for you. Now, what's your invitation, or your call to action, or your call to adventure? So I'm all about story, so I'm very much about the journey, the adventure. So what's the first step your dream client can take to get the help they need from you? Invite them to find out more on your website, or meet up for tea and a chat, or try a sample, whatever is most appropriate for your business. Here's a bonus tip. If it's a free consultation, give it an intriguing title. For example, our coach for moms could call hers the Rockabye Baby Breakthrough Session. Okay, your turn. What's your invitation? Now it's time to put it all together. Now that you have the answers to these key questions above, how do you use this information to talk about what you do in a way that feels like a conversation rather than a sales pitch? Start by pulling out key details from your answers above and painting a picture that your audience or person you're speaking to can relate to. Let's use our frazzled working mom as an example. So we've got Jennifer and we've got Sarah. So Jennifer says, "So Sarah, what do you do?" And Sarah says, "Well, you know that exhausted mom who locks her keys in her car and can't focus at work or snaps at her husband when he asks what's for dinner? A lot of that is because her kids are not sleeping at night and she is just tired." "Oh yeah, that sounds just like my sister right now." "Oh, right. Well, so I get to teach moms how to get their kids to sleep for at least 7 hours at a time and stay in their beds at night. I'm kind of like a toddler whisperer." "That sounds amazing. I should tell my sister about you. She needs a toddler whisperer." "Oh, I would love to help her. I'll give you my card," etc., etc. And if the conversation were to veer into Jennifer asking how Sarah, Mrs. Toddler Whisperer, got into this work, it's a perfect opportunity to share her story. So Jennifer says, "So, how did you get into this, Sarah?" "Well, I have 3 kids of my own. The first slept beautifully, so I couldn't understand why everyone was saying that it's so hard to get kids to sleep. I thought they were clearly doing something wrong. But then my second, Timmy, arrived. Oh, it was such a nightmare. I was pretty humbled by then and ready to throw myself off the nearest bridge." "Oh, that sounds so like Melanie right now." "Yeah, I really get it. So I was desperate. I did tons of research, and through all sorts of trial and error, I found a combination of this and that worked almost overnight, no pun intended. I shared it with some of my friends who were struggling too, and I used it again with my youngest, and it's such a transformation. My life totally changed. And now I get to teach my 2-step method at parenting classes and with parents who see me privately." "Wow, that's really fabulous. I will definitely have Mel get in touch with you." "Oh, please do. It breaks my heart to see moms struggling so much when there's hope that it doesn't have to be that way." Right. Ready for another bonus tip? Can a 7-year-old understand what you do? Do you have any kids in your world? If you do, you know that not only do they need to hear things put simply, they typically have short attention spans. So try sharing what you do in a way that they can understand and quickly enough that you don't lose their interest. Here's what that might look like for Ms. Baby Whisperer. "I help mommies get their babies to sleep at night so the mommies can sleep too, and everyone feels happy in the morning. And for our gentle dentist, I make people's hurting teeth feel better, especially if they're afraid, and then it doesn't hurt at all." See how easy? Of course, you might not exactly use 7-year-old language, but going through this simplified exercise is a perfect way to discover how clear and concise you can be. And remember our friend Albert Einstein, the more clear and concise you're able to be, the more you know that you understand exactly what you do. So, your turn. How would you explain what you do to a 7-year-old? And now, the moment we've been waiting for. It's time to pull the gems out of your answers above to create your own captivating, fascinating, oh my gosh, I need you intro. Use the space below to write several different versions of your intro. Play around, experiment, let yourself be silly, say it out loud, leave it and come back to it if it's necessary. Try it out on a friend or colleague, but above all, have fun with this. Okay, your turn. How will you introduce yourself and talk about your work the next time you get a chance? And there we have it. You did it. Way to go. I hope the exercises in this interactive guide have you feeling clear and confident and excited about your next opportunity to share what you do with the world so that your meant-to-be dream clients can find and recognize you. So might I suggest a trip to the spa, a glass of something fancy, or a solo dance party to celebrate? But if you had a hard time answering any of those prompts and feel like some additional exploration and support would do you some good, I'd love to invite you to apply for a free 60-minute, totally you message clarity session. We'll work together to get you super clear on the type of person you'd love to work with. I mean, what are your requirements? Sorry, but a pulse doesn't exactly cut it. We'll get you clear on what's been holding you back from message clarity. Maybe you're afraid to choose a direction or owning your amazingness or whatever. Clear on the best next step for you to implement right away. You've been here long enough, don't you think? Clear on whether I'm the right guide on this part of your journey to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Just click on the link on the page or go to melissawilliamspope.com/message-clarity-session. And I'll look forward to speaking with you very soon. Bye-bye.